Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I have a fun one for you. I am going to show you water, the availability of water. I'm going to show you a combination of a couple things. One, I'm going to show you the new M series, which we have not yet released. And then I'm going to show you, as part of that, running Server 2016 in the host. We are doing nested virtualization using Hyper-V inside that virtual machine. So let me show you. I'm going to connect right here. 128D is the name of my demo here. I'm going to connect. This is a VM running in my account just to prove it's real. Okay. And let me just connect here. Okay. Configuring in. And so now I'm inside this VM. This is running an M series VM. And so you can see that by taking a look at the crazy amount of CPUs and memory that we've got. So here you can see I've got 3.5 terabytes of memory here. And so that's a gigantic amount. I've also got the huge amount of CPUs here deployed. And so 128, I believe. Yes, logical processors, 64 cores. So this is hyper-threaded. And so there you go, gigantic machine. And so with this, because I'm like, oh gosh, I can't use all of that, I'm gonna now put nested virtualization aside. And you can see here, I'm actually running Hyper-V Manager inside this virtual machine. And I've got machines running. And so let me just show you reconnecting. Here's a Linux machine waiting for me to log in. So this is running Ubuntu. The size of this Linux machine on this M series is equivalent to our G5. So this is the size of basically our largest VM size prior to the M series. This VM inside this VM is actually running at that level. So that's the G series, that's running Linux. And then you can see here, I've actually got Server 2016 as well. And so that's another G5 now running inside this machine, just to give you a sense of how big it is. Okay. And so now I can pull this open. You can see inside here, I also have Hyper-V running. And so this is Hyper-V inside of VM in Azure. And so this is super like Inception. If you saw that movie, it's like, this is like super slow motion, right? And so here I've got now an Ubuntu machine running inside here. And this one is equivalent to our A7. So this is the size of our A7. And so you can see here, it's actually turned off. Let me actually start that up. And so you can see here running this Ubuntu VM inside a VM, inside a VM, inside a VM. And so that is the power of the M series, recently announced. It should be available here in the coming weeks. For you to go play around with. We also announced this as part of the DV3 and the EV3, so nested virtualization will become the norm for our sizes moving forward, because of course it's based on that Server 2016 VM size. So super cool. Please go play with this. It is fun to be able to have that nested virtualization support. It also means you can do Hyper-V isolation for containers too. So you can now run Hyper-V containers inside these VMs, get that level of isolation that you want, while also making sure that you're using the full Docker ecosystem end to end. So super cool stuff. I really hope you go play with it. If you've got questions, comments, you can ask us. You can talk. I'll pull in the folks on the Windows Server team if need be to help us out. Taylor from over there, super good guy. Like him a lot. We did an interview with him actually a couple weeks ago, if memory serves. And so he helped us get here. So really, really fun stuff. #AzureTWC, questions, comments, recommendations, indications that these are terrible, whatever you want to say, please hit us up. And with that, I hope you have a absolutely wonderful nested Tuesday. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rick. Welcome to another edition of... All right, you ready? Hi there, welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I've got...
Didn't work.
Come on.
You ran into each other
too fast. You don't tell me what to do. I'm a talent. All right.